The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Millions of people across the world celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Though this event happened over 2,000 years ago, it continues to be the hope of all mankind, whether or not it's recognized. Since man has lived in bondage to fear, to death and the fear of it since the Garden of Eden, if Jesus really did rise from the dead, He has overcome the root of all fear in this world. And if He has conquered fear, think what possibilities there are for the human race. If mankind could live without fear, there would be no fear in relationships. Think what that could do for families and even nations. If mankind could live without fear, think what that would mean to scientific and economic advancement. If mankind had no fear, there would be no dictators. Think what that would mean for government and how government could be a true protector of God-given rights of life, liberty, and property. Think how much better life would be in this world without fear. While this is wonderful to think about, it is not possible unless we face the truth that the Bible teaches us about ourselves as well as about Jesus. In the beginning, in Eden, we chose in our ancestor Adam to rebel against God who had made us. This brought into us the sin root, the selfish attitude of, I want what I want when I want it. This sin separated us from our Creator because we stole the life He had entrusted to us to be used for His purposes. This sin debt we received removed the possibility of our being a vessel of His life. God will not dwell where there is rebellion against Him. That was problem number one. We now owed to God one perfect life. Problem number two was, we now had the root of selfishness which colored all our actions with selfishness and kept us from having a perfect life to offer to God to pay our debt. However, God would send His only Son, Jesus, who had a perfect life, to pay our debt by offering up that life to God as a sacrifice through a cruel death on a Roman cross. But that's not all He did. He went into death, that realm man is so afraid of, and on the third day chose to come out of death. He thus showed He has the power over death. That means, for those who will receive Him as Lord and Deliverer in their own personal lives, they won't have to live any longer in the fear of death. Our greatest fear has been conquered by Christ. This is why the Bible rings with crystal clarity the message that death is conquered. It states, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is hope for man, but it's not found in a global government or the dictator that will sit at the top of it. It's not found in education that promotes globalism, but refuses to teach the resurrection of the Son of God as the only power to overcome the selfishness in this world. It is not found in an economic system wherein business is controlled by environmental and other forms of government regulation. It is found only in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He can change us internally so that our external acts in education, economy, and government agree with His ways. Indeed, this is what America's founders were attempting to do. Samuel Adams stated, as the Declaration of Independence was being signed, "We have this day restored the sovereign to whom all men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven, and from the rising to the setting sun, let His kingdom come." Do you know the Christ who delivers both men and nations from fear? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can visit us at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.